I'm from Bloomberg News, and my name is Matsuda. And Tsuda, the chairman Tsuda, mentioned about, you know, and then, you know, we'll accelerate the 3G migration in the next financial year as well. And could you maybe share some of the specific numbers so that we can see certain good ideas of what to expect? And the President Moro, in a previous meeting, I think, was mentioned about, you know, achieving the number two position in the market. And if you can just also give some of the one question each to Mr. Tsuda and Mr. Moro, if you can share some of the numbers so that I can express what to come. So, you know, 3G migration. We have exceeded 2.5 million and more customers at the end of January. And at that pace, that's actually faster than what we initially have planned. You know, we have some problems in the network quality, the coverage area, and the handset qualities. And, you know, we were thinking about, you know, the 2G PDC technology will beneficial for the customers for longer time than what initially we anticipated. But the acceleration, we accelerated the pace, and we accelerate even further in the next financial year. So in the area coverage, even better than PDC, and once the handsets or, you know, quality of 3G is, you know, getting much better. So next financial year, our focus is much more in on 3G. And will not mention about any of the number here about the pace of migration. And if you look at the customer accumulate, you know, customer base, you know, I don't think we'll go to the half of the customer base, but, you know, right now what is, we have a little over 16%, but we'll have a much higher substantial number, may not go to the half of the customer number, but the customer base. So once the quality, you know, quality needs to be will get better, but also the pace of the competitor is something. Competitors is being very aggressive on their 3Gs as well. And as you know, the new 3G entrants are coming into the market. So, you know, we are not slowing down in any sense at all. So, you know, are we shutting down 2G soon? Or, you know, it's not going to be easy because, you know, there are customers who's using, you know, our PDC services. But for the numbers of new handsets, the numbers of functionality of 2G will be much more narrowed down, but we will continue selling 2G handsets. And at a certain time in the future, we'll have to have the switch. You know, it's like a few years terms scope. The time of shutting down the 2G network is something that we have to still keep look at and hearing the opinions that our customers will say to us, and we'll decide based on those customers and opinions.
Direction that we are in about becoming a competitive number two player in this market. You know, we look at this market, the way things move around, that within a 2 or 3 year period, you can actually see a change of the number two player at least. So, you know, as I've mentioned many times, it was really only about 2 years ago that Vodafone KK had a higher net add share than what the current number two operator has here. So it can turn that quickly. And we believe that we're already seeing signs of our strength here in this marketplace, and let me be more specific about that. As I've mentioned several times, we cannot go up against AU and Docomo across all fronts. So what we are doing is targeting those segments that we think appeal to us, we think that brings a certain kind of value, and we think, again, they're the kind of customers that's looking for a choice beyond what they get from Docomo or AU. Now, we've been working on this roughly for about 9-10 months now, And we monitor very closely customer perception in the marketplace. We look at a range of things from brand recognition, brand preference, general satisfaction relative to our competitors. And I'm very happy and pleased to say that in those targeted segments we're after, we're seeing a very nice slope of improvement. And again, this is brought about because of the better handsets, about the kinds of services that Otosan had presented there, about the improved network that the chairman just explained, and also just about the way in which we message and we contact and the relationship that we build with these customers. So the first step is for us to get to a number two competitive position within these segments. And then we'll decide how quickly we move from there forward. But right now, all of the 3,000 employees and the 4,000 contractors that are supporting our company, they all know that that's what we are currently concentrating on.
So let's go to the next question. Yeah, please raise your hand if you have any, the person at the front, very front. The very front. Well, no, the next person then, the second person.
Questions for Mr. Morrow, Mike Fern from Bloomberg News. You said that this is the year of growth for Vodafone KK. Vodafone Group said yesterday that revenue growth was actually going to slow this year to between 5% and 6.5%. Could you give us an idea in percentage terms of how KK is going to do, or at least in terms of how it would relate to that overall revenue growth?
So as many of you know, the current financial year, which lasts until March 31st, is the turnaround year. And then we enter into a phase of really which is the growth. So we have our foundation set, we have our internal organization realigned, we're clear in the direction, we're much better at execution. So now, as we go into this growth period, we will be adding many more subscribers than we had this year, and of course recovering from our position of last year. Now, therefore, the growth is very clear. With revenue, naturally, you know, we are blended in with the rest of the group, and that is the guidance to which Arun Sarin had given on that, and we don't disclose the individual market revenue growths on it, but I will tell you that, you know, we are expecting a very good year coming up with adding customers, stimulating the usage that of our existing customers onto our network, introducing new products, many of which generate new revenues for us that Otosan presented, and we continue to see our data revenues grow very well.
Is that the person at the second row? Thank you for waiting, holding back, holding on to your question. Do you have the microphone? I'm Anis Naka from Nikkei newspaper. Some of the questions, you know, this kind of similar question previously. The UK, the Vodafone, the 5 trillion yen write down, has been recorded, it will be recorded. Will it have any impact to the Japan market or strategy that you're planning to implement in Japan? Could you be a little more, share the details about that?
The details specific to Japan have not yet been confirmed, but there is no impact to us here in Japan. It's an issue that is the carrying value on the books that are in the UK. Our strategy, our operation is going to be exactly as it was before this analysis and decision has been taken. So no change.
So now we have limited time, so let's move on to the next question. The person at next question, yes. My name is Ebitani from Nikkei Business, and now something that was not mentioned in today's presentation, linkage with the fixed operator, FMC basically. Do you have any, what strategy do you have? Maybe Tsuda-san or Moro-san, either of you? So I'll take that question. FMC. Now, of course, the market is very interested, keen into that. We acknowledge that that's where our market is going. And we are planning based, to introduce some of the services based on that. If you look at the other existing operators, one operator has the fixed, one operators have the, fixed operation within itself or within the group. So it might be easier for them.
Takatsuki from Nikkei Communications. I have a question from Ota-san about Bluetooth powered chat and 3D virtual community under development. Wherever it is, I think we can see something similar. I realize that similar to Nintendo's DS. I wonder if you referred to Nintendo DS, or if you got an idea from Nintendo DS, or do you think your products are superior than Nintendo DS? So what kind of concept or idea did you have when you develop for Bluetooth interactive game? In fact, I believe a Scandinavian company released the terminal with that kind of capability, and also wireless LAN or Wi-Fi is well utilized by some Japanese companies. Mobile phone is something that you can carry always, and it's easy for you to find somebody that carries a mobile as well, and then without realizing you can quickly start interactive gaming. Whereas when it comes to gaming console, gaming machine, I don't think it's easy for you to find out a partner to play a game with. But mobile, I think, is more easy and casually start playing game with somebody who happens to have a mobile phone. And that's an idea I had when I developed Bluetooth gaming. When it comes to VCAN, on the internet world, on PC, of course, you realize there are a lot of virtual communities, and in gaming, so you have a lot of virtual worlds, virtual towns, virtual communities. So those are already available in the internet and in the gaming, but mobile is something that's closer to you physically, and I think it's easier for you to get yourself into the mobile from feeling perspective, your emotion perspective. So I think it's an opportunity for us to explore further of the virtual world on mobile, and we have been working with content providers, and content providers in fact are excited about this idea and giving us a lot of ideas and
Thank you very much for sharing your time with us.
Thank you. And again, at the bottom of the room,
あの、先ほどご紹介いただきました。あの、顔認証機能につきましては、あと、モーションコントロールセンサーにつきましては、IoT効果の重要なもの、センサーシステム、センサーシステム、IoT テイクオフ、ソフトウェアアップグレード、ソフトウェアアップグレード、ご覧ください。本日はありがとうございました。